Hello, 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 hello. Help! This voice there, I'm sure you guys are enjoying it. You always enjoy my voice, my beautiful voice, every time I post an episode. So anyway, guys, hello. It's a baby girl. And for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria. And this is Why Are You Pressed? Your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics. And I also dissect popular and controversial topics. So get your teacups ready. Because tea is hot. Please repeat after me. Tea is hot. And it is ready to be served. Point blank period. Like, guys, I'm not joking. Like, this episode is going to be very, very hot. Oma ta son son. And what's tasoso in Yoruba, please? In English, I mean. I'm a Yoruba girl, but there are some Yoruba words the way I used to pronounce it, and even the meaning again, I said, I don't even know it. What's tasoso? I don't know, to be honest. If you know it, please let me know. I'm not sure. I have an idea in mind, but I'm not sure. So anyway, guys, now I was talking about singing and all of that. Let me tell you guys something. When I was young, like primary school to like JS1, I think. I'm not sure. I know from primary school to like just something. I wanted to be a musician and a pastor. Like, I don't know. I just wanted to be that. Because I had a very deep relationship with God when I was young. And I used to sing a lot. Compared to how I listen to music now, it wasn't as much as before. Because before, I was listening to music, singing, 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 singing. And parents have told me about how I would stand on a table and I'll just be singing all these praises and worship to God and all of that. So I think that's what wanted me to be a singer and a pastor. And I remember in when we're resuming as new students in just one and we're all doing introduction, they'll ask for your name, what you want to become in the future. And I'm like, oh, my name is blah 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 and I want to be a musician and a pastor. And people are not laughing, but now I had like a various career path, like what I want to do right now, my focus is way, way different from that, actually. And anyway, guys, what you're doing currently career-wise, is it what you always wanted to do when you were young? Or did you change? Let me know. Let's discuss. Enough of those talks. And guys, I have a guest on this podcast today. And I'm really so excited to have her here with me because we're going to be talking about a very delicate and a very sensitive issue, and I can't wait for us to dissect it. Last time we had a guest was last year with Tishi, and that was such a very good episode. Not just because I loved it so much, but because you guys loved it. We had like 200 and something listens, and oh, wow. I still can't believe it. Anytime I see the listings increasing, I'm like, what? Oh, like, what's making you guys so interested in that episode? I really need to know. If you've not listened to that episode, please, when you are done listening to this episode, go and listen to that one. It's called Does Body Counts Matter? Do you think it matters? If you think it matters or it doesn't matter, let me know. Let's discuss. That's why you press _ on Instagram. The DM isn't far away. Like, wow, thank you guys so much for listening to that episode. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. So, before we get into the episode, I would like our guest to introduce herself, let us know some things about her.
Okay, hi guys, my name is Essay, spelled ESE, not essay writing, by the way. I am super excited to be on today's episode of Why Are You Pressed? Because today's topic is going to be awesome. Also, a few things about myself. I like to sing. I like to write random things. And yeah, I like to sit down by the window and listen to music. I'm not an old woman, I promise. Well, that's all that. Anyway, thank you for having me on today's episode. And I really hope you will enjoy it because today is going to be hot.
I love your voice so much, Essie. Like, wow. Your voice is really so good. Like, when I was just listening to you speak, I'm like, oh, wow. Wow. You really speak so well. Like, wow. Your voice is really so good, to be honest. And I'm really so glad to have you on this episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And like she said, this episode is going to be uttered. So if you're planning, if you're considering, if you're thinking of listening to some seconds, listening to it halfway, baby girl, baby boy, please don't do that. Marube, mashibe, just listening to you from the beginning to the end. And like I've been mentioning, feedback, I want your feedback, but I'll focus more on that when the episode ends. Like I mentioned again, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. And you said you sing, please, when this episode is about to end, you're going to sing for us, so don't think you can escape that. You're going to sing for us. And yeah, I also write too. I'm writing a book currently, and I hope one day I'll be able to publish it. That's my goal, to publish it. I won't say I will publish it soon though, because I'm not even like halfway done.
Oh wow. Thank you so much. I'm trying so hard not to blush right now. Stop it. Okay. Thank you once again for having me on today's episode. And you mentioned writing a book. Well, that's really exciting, right? It's exciting. You're loving it. And do we get snippets? Do we get a summary of what the book is about? Or are you going to keep us in suspense?
Please, I'm keeping you guys in suspense. Till it comes, it's about to come out. When I know that, yeah, this is about to come out. As when I start giving guys like snippets, blah blah blah, about the book. But right now, when I'm not even halfway done, I feel like it's going to be quite foolish of me, not even quite, very foolish of me to start speaking about what the book is all about. Because, I start speaking about the book, and boom, I wake up one morning and I see that, someone has gotten that idea and has turned it to book. So I wouldn't want to do that. But when the time comes, y'all are going to know about it, because these ideas I have presented this book. Oh my goodness, hell. My head is already busting, so from even talking about it. It's going well. Writing is going well, I would say. I haven't really had a lot of time to write because of work. But by God's grace, it will help me to finish it at the right time, I would say.
Yeah, okay, I get you. I get that. That's smart. Well, anyways, I think it's cool you're writing a book, Sha. Well, that's besides that. Let's get into the agenda for today.
I just want to add that please ignore any noise you'll be hearing in the background, dog barking, any type of noise, please ignore it. It's not coming from here, but from other houses far away. So anyway, guys, on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about racism and reverse racism. This is a topic that has generated a lot of conversation in social media, and I've been wanting to speak about this for a very, very long time. I remember when I was sending out like list of topics to people who I was asking to be on this podcast, and a lot of people were just avoiding that topic, and I was wondering why. I feel like most of them just wanted fun topics to speak about. I didn't want to speak about serious issues like that. I remember I sent it to someone I know, like the list of topics, and she was like, the other topics that are left are boring. They've picked the interesting topics. I was literally waiting for someone to pick this topic. And when my friend told me that she has found someone who is interested in this topic, I was literally so delighted. Like, I'm really like so like interested and invested in topics like this. Like, I'm really so passionate about it. And I'm really so glad I have someone to speak about this topic with. So before we get like deep into the discussion of today, I feel like I need to define what racism is. Because from some of the things I've seen on social media, I'm like, I don't think you know what racism is. Because if you know what racism is, you won't be saying what you said. So from the internet, racism is prejudice, discrimination or antagonism by an individual, community or institution against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority or marginalized. That's basically what it is. That's all I'm going to say. That's basically what it is. Do with that definition. Think about it deep.
Okay, we'll definitely ignore the noise. And okay, first things first, I think that one of the reasons why some people would want to ignore racism as a topic to be discussed is because it's an extremely sensitive topic, and you could just mistakenly say something and then it could be taken the wrong way, and before you know, you have an angry mob after you. So yeah. Okay, and that's an extremely correct definition of racism. As for me, I think that it's sectioning a particular group of people because of some physical traits that they might have inherited, or maybe their cultural background or things like that. You just section them and feel that, oh, they don't deserve to have some of the things that you as a person have because of those things that they can't change about themselves. And even if they could change it, that's not the case. Because of those things, you feel that, oh, they deserve to be in the minority. They shouldn't get good stuff. They shouldn't get some privileges that you should have as a person. And that's just, it just blows my mind. That's crazy.
If you're a racist, you're a very, very nasty person. You're a terrible person. Like, you're not a good person at all. I have nothing nice to say about racists, to be honest. Like, I really dislike racists. And if you feel like you being a racist is something good, something is really, really wrong with you, to be honest. Like, you need a deep reevaluation. You need to reevaluate your life, to be honest, because it isn't good at all. Like, it's literally really good, because all these things need to stop. Like, you need all these things to stop that, or you feel you're superior to another person, another community, based on the person's complexion, or I'm white and superior to you that is black. Like, it doesn't make sense at all. Like, it makes sense. I don't get it. It needs to stop. Like, it needs to stop. And they're always, like, always occurring. And when you see all these small children again doing it too, and I'm like, the people that raised you, the people that raised them, something is really wrong with them, to be honest. Racism still happens. If you think racism isn't happening, it's either you're ignorant or, I don't even know what else again to say. You're definitely ignorant, because there's no way you can say that you don't think racism isn't happening. Because while I was just like speaking, I just remembered DDG's tweet about how he thought that Martin Luther King stopped racism and all of that. That he didn't realize that, oh, racism, there was still racism until Ali was getting like racist comments concerning role as Ariel in The Little Mermaid. And I'm like, you make it make sense. Like, you as a black man, you're saying this nonsense. Like, you know that sometimes people will just speak and you'll be like, did you think before you spoke? Because it doesn't make sense. Like, how can you be this ignorant? That's the thing. How can you be this ignorant that you think that, oh, racism ended during Martin Luther King's like period, like, oh, Martin Luther King cancelled racism. Like, how will you even think that? It's now until your girlfriend is getting racist comments, and you know that, oh, there's still racism. Racism is still alive. Like, bro, it's fully alive. It's fully alive. And what can we actually do to stop racism? Because do you think there is something that can be done? I don't think there's anything that can be done to stop racism, actually. No matter the rules that are enforced, no matter how you speak, the protest matters. All those things are good things, good hard work, all of the good things you do to try to stop it. I don't even think racism can be stopped. I don't think it can be stopped, actually. Do you think it can be stopped? Because whoever still wants to be racist will continue to be racist, no matter all the things you're doing to try to stop it. I don't think it will stop, actually. And that's the sad truth. That's a really, really sad truth, because we're living in a world filled with racists, and it's really so like terrifying. And really so terrifying, to be honest, because various things can happen to you because someone is a racist, because someone is being racist to you. God of mercy.
Okay, if you're a racist, you need serious and thorough re-education and re-evaluation. Because I know that everybody is made up. We have skin, we have bones, we have flesh, we have blood, red blood running through our veins. And then because, say, of my cultural background or something like that, you tell me that I do not deserve to be breathing the same air as you. You are a very bitter person. There's a whole lot of bitterness happening in your heart and your spirit, and you need to check that. You need to check it. Okay. Do I think racism can be stopped? The thing is, no matter how much good you put into the world, there is always going to be some bad. Because the world sort of needs balance. And I'm not saying that it's awesome to have the bad, but it will always exist. So the thing with racism is, yeah, it cannot be stopped. I don't believe it can be stopped. However, it can be reduced by education. And the thing is, no matter how much you educate people, there are some that decide, okay, I'm going to take this. Some, they decide not to at all, because they already have their minds set in stone. So no, I don't think it can be stopped. However, I do strongly believe it can be reduced. Okay, one of the things that really gets to me about this whole racism thing is that, and it's not a funny thing, but it happens a lot, that you find that most of the time, people who make racist comments want to start with statements like, not to be racist or anything, in quotes. I don't mean to be racist, but then they go ahead and make a super racist comment, and it just blows my mind. And most of the time the scary thing is that they're not even trying to be racist. It just like comes out naturally, and that's even more scary than somebody that is being racist based on what the person has heard. And it's crazy.
Very, very crazy, to be honest. Like, once you just start seeing all these things, especially on Twitter, oh my goodness, Twitter is very wild. I'm always seeing very wild and crazy stuff on that app. Like, on that bird app, the things you see, and you'll be like, oh my goodness, please drop your phone, and you need to have some re-evaluation, because what you just tweeted could make sense. Once you just start seeing, I'm not trying to be racist, but that bot already shows you that what you're about to read is spot on racist, very unracist, obviously racist. Like, it just, like, their conscience isn't even pricking them that what they are doing, what they're saying is wrong. Like, how do they go on with their daily lives knowing that they're racist, they're making racist comments? Like, it really makes them feel so good. Like, they need to be ashamed of yourself. Of themselves. Like, if you are really, like, a very racist person, you need to be ashamed of yourself. I want to be very disappointed in yourself, because if you feel like you're feeling so high and mighty, please, Anna, you're not high and mighty at all. You're just a very, 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 very this terrible person. Like, I have nothing nice to say to such people, to be honest. Do you think racism involves only the black people?
Absolutely not. I don't think only white people are racist. So, because I know that if you check online for racism, you see so many different definitions, but you also see some places where they highlight that cultural backgrounds can also be a reason for racism. And I know that, I don't know. I know tribalism is something different, but I think it is a form of racism to me, because you're sectioning somebody off because they belong to a particular culture, or they have some sort of beliefs in their own culture that does not sit well with your own culture. So you start to demean them and start to make them feel that, oh, it's not you people that are eating dog in your culture. Excuse me for the example. I absolutely love dogs. I don't know why that just came to my mind. But it's not you people that are doing this in your culture. How can you come and talk to me? Me? It's that sort of thing. And
I know that white people are racist to some set of whites, and black people are racist to black people too. So I don't believe it's just assigned to, because okay, even in Nigeria, it happens, because there are some set of people that believe that, okay, because they were born some certain way, born this certain way, they have these certain privileges, and then they see people they don't believe should be enjoying those certain privileges, enjoying them. They start to be extremely vocal about it, and then they try to do everything to demean that person and make them feel, try to push their opinions on that person as to why they do not deserve what they are enjoying. Meanwhile, it's something that every human being should be able to enjoy. And I know whites, not everybody does it, but I know when I'm reading some books, I hear of situations where, I see situations where they are racist to ginger people, as people with red hair. They are racist to people with red hair. And or they make comments about people because of things they cannot change, and then they start to bully them and all of that. So I think it's very broad, and it cannot just be ascribed to a particular set of people with a type of skin color. It's across persons, it's across colors, it's across tribes, it's very broad, basically. So it's not just white people to black people.
Yeah, I agree with black people also being racist to one another. Like, based on the things I see on social media, I'm like, why are y'all doing this? And I'm always quoting social media, because that's where I get like inspiration, ideas, topics for this podcast most of the time, on Twitter, and things that are like literally trending and stuff like that, that I know that okay, it will be valuable to this podcast and to the listeners. And as some things I've seen, like in some Nigerians too, when they're like speaking to other like black people like on social media, and how they'll just be like doing like back and forth, all of that, and I'm like, this thing right here is looking, well, I say suspicious. It's not looking how it's meant. It's not looking how it's meant to be looking. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I was actually even going to ask you the question of black people also being racist to one another. And when you mentioned it, I'm like, We are thinking alike. Yeah, and you can't also be like racist to only like black people. Even Asians, even Middle Eastern people and other cultures too, you can be racist to them. Because I feel like there are some people that don't know that you can be racist to other cultures. Like, you just think, oh, it's just black people. But I'm going to let you know that it isn't just black people. Like, you need to do your research. Like, educate yourself. Like, I feel like a lot of people are just so ignorant, and they're just like deeply rooted. Like, everything that is just going on sometimes is just deeply rooted in ignorance. And sometimes some people are not willing to learn. They just want to stick to their own opinions, stick to their own thoughts. And whatever they think is right is right. But, like, you need to, like, get educated. You need to, like, educate is the word to use. You need to educate yourself and learn more about things that happen in this society. Like, ignorance should be gone in this 2023. That should be your goal, your aim. Like, say no to ignorance when it comes to issues like this, when it comes to topics like this. Like, say no to ignorance, because like, it's always, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, not to put you on the spot or anything, I have a question. Do you believe that all racists are actually racists? Or do you have a secondary opinion to that?
Okay, I also think that people who are racists struggle a lot with love. Because hate and love cannot coexist. It's either, they can't coexist in one space. It's either there's hate or there's love. Because if you hate somebody and then you say you love somebody else, and you have both of them coexisting in you, there's always going to be a struggle. So at the end of the day, you might not genuinely hate the person you say you hate, or you might not genuinely love the person you say that you love, because hate is darkness, love is light. Light and darkness, they cannot coexist in the same place. That's just what I believe.
Of course, 100%, I believe all racists are actually racists. Like, I can't even defend anyone that makes racist comments or does something that is racist. Like, I can't be saying that, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that, the person is actually not racist. Like, bro, the person is racist. Like, you are racist. Like, there's no excuse for that. Like, if you're making excuses for someone doing racist stuff or making a racist comment, you too, yeah, the person is, something's wrong with that person. Whoever is doing that, something's wrong with that person. Like, all racists are actually racist. What do you think? Do you have a sense? Anyway, I disagree with the hatred and love parts. You can hate someone and you can also love someone. Like, both of them can coexist with someone. No, you can dislike someone with so much passion and can love someone with so much passion, to be honest. It's very, very, very possible, to be honest. People that are racist, yeah, they hate other people for various reasons and they're racist towards them. Them too, they love other people too. They love their parents, they love their siblings, they love their children, they have one. They love other people too. Them hating on other people doesn't stop them from loving other people too. Outside even this racism discussion, even like in other like aspects, other scenarios happening in real life, like you can dislike someone with passion, but you can still love someone. There are various reasons for disliking someone, and there are also various reasons for loving someone too. So you can love someone so much and can also dislike someone so much. Like, someone can do something to you that you're like, oh my goodness, I hate this person, I dislike this person. And you can also love someone too. And when it comes to this racism part, so you know that the people that they're being racist to didn't even do anything to them. They're just being racist on their own beliefs, on their own opinions and thoughts too. You get what I'm saying? And there are also people they love too. So I feel like both can coexist, even though it's, well, let's say it negates, like love and light. I mean, darkness and lightness don't go together in some aspects, but like, in like, it happens. And there are people that I dislike, but there are also people that I love very, very much too. So it's happening.
Okay, I respect your opinion. But I have a question here. And it's not the same as racism. But just out of context, it just has some similarities to what I want to bring out as to why I feel love and hate cannot coexist in the same space. Or if you feel it does, at some point the recipient may begin to question the authenticity of that love or that hatred. So here's why I'm saying it. Okay, so let's bring it home. You are three in a room. A, B, you are C. So B does not particularly like A, but for some reason, the reason that you guys are roommates, you somehow have to speak to them every day. So B keeps coming to tell you every day about how she doesn't like A, how she doesn't feel A should have even entered the school with you guys, how this, how that. So mostly she's just giving negative energy about A. And you already have that sort of perception and you have that kind of rapport with her that makes you feel like, okay, you guys are G's on some level. You're her favorite person, she's your favorite person in the room. At least that one is established since she doesn't like A. At some point, I just need a yes or no answer. At some point, if she keeps bringing A's issues to you, I hate that about A, are you going to begin to question whether or not she actually really likes you? Or are you going to just feel like, oh, it's because she doesn't like A? Are you going to continue to question? Okay, will you feel like, okay, if she's always coming up with this AAA, how am I sure that
I'm not A in her situation with somebody who feels like who feels like, okay, how am I sure that she's not doing the same thing about me with somebody else, in as much as she says and she acts like she likes me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you can say that thing about somebody else and come back to me to talk about that thing, what stops me from thinking you genuinely like me as a person? That your like or your love or whatever you have, your friendship is actually genuine, and I am not the person that you are talking about to somebody else that you say you like. I don't know if you're getting my point.
Yeah, my friend consistently keeps on talking about someone she dislikes, and she's always like complaining about the person. I won't look at it that deep, to be honest. I won't see it as, is she talking about me like this to someone else? I will just see it as, maybe she actually just dislikes the person. But I feel like when it becomes too much, that's the only thing she's speaking about, that person. She doesn't have anything else to speak to me about. I'll be like, please, is it that you talk to me about something else? And just forget about the person. Leave the person alone. Like, just ignore the whatever the person is doing. You get what I'm saying? So, I won't really look at it as if, is she talking about me like this to someone else? I won't see it like that way, actually. There are some things I saw on Quora. That's the pronunciation, right? Quora. I think so. There are some things I saw on Quora concerning this racism conversation I want to share. So the first one is, a person asked the question, how would you define a person of color? And someone replied, the only person I refer to as a person of color is Trump, and that color is orange. I don't know if the person was trying to be funny or what, but it just didn't make sense to me. Like, someone is asking an important question. You're bringing Trump into this situation and his color. Yeah, Donald Trump looks orange. But at the same time, like, I mean, it just really pissed me off. Because I feel like the person was trying to be funny. I don't even know. I don't want to make excuses because I don't even know what the person was thinking. If I am trying to identify someone, I use their personal characteristics. If I'm trying to point out a person in a crowd to someone and they're strangers to one another, I would then, and only then, resort to mentioning skin color. I do my best to not make that an identifier. But there is also that old joke that goes around being too PC. Two pieces. Is it two person of color? I don't understand what the person means by two PC. If you understand what the person means by two PC, please let me know. But the God, what the person is even stating itself, it's just like, nah, I don't know. I would say I disagree in a way. Like, what the person is saying isn't just it to me, isn't just it at all. If I'm trying to identify someone, I use their personal characteristics. Someone is asking about how you define a person of color. Who is a person of color? Simple. A person of color is someone that isn't white. How did we go into, let's just speak about characteristics, because I'm not understanding. And the person continued, hey, I'm looking for Jerry. There are three men in the office. I'm Tom. Jerry is over there. The other two men are standing next to each other. Which one is Jerry? The one in the blue shirt. They are both in blue shirts. The one watching TV. They are both watching TV. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know, when the person now went on to see, another man walks in and asks if he can help. Oh, yeah, Jerry is the one with darker skin. So there's something really wrong. There's something really, really wrong with that statement, with what the person is saying. There's something wrong. I don't know how to explain it, but there's actually really something wrong with what the person is saying right now. Because... that's all I can say, because I don't even know what to say. Person now continues, and if I do offend someone, I make sure they understand it was unintentional and that I learned from my mistakes. I feel like the person is just being ignorant. Which one is unintentional? I ask them to help me learn how I should do better in the future. I don't know what to say. Because if I say anything, I'm just going to be rambling because... Oh my goodness, you people need to I need you people in this discussion. Let me know your thoughts about it because I literally do not know what to say at all. And I don't know if it's the same person, but someone said, I just find it easier. I think it's the same person, no? I just find it easier if I don't have to refer to skin color at all. But I'm more afraid to do if by not doing so makes the situation ridiculous. I don't understand. Let me say it again. I just find it easier if I don't have to refer to skin color at all. But I'm not afraid to if by not doing so makes the situation ridiculous. You see, eh? I don't know, guys. Let's discuss about this. Before we continue, we're going to take a quiz titled, How Smart Are You? So, essay, I hope you're ready for this. It's just about current affairs, things happening in Nigeria and outside Nigeria. So, be prepared because you just have 15 seconds to answer each question. So, essay, are you ready? Are you ready? How smart are you? So let's begin. The first question. Which country recently partnered with Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand Growth Triangle Joint Business Council?
Okay, these questions. Which country was recently partnered with... 15 seconds left. Bangladesh, India, I think India, I'm not sure.
And you are correct. Clap for yourself, girl, clap for yourself. It's India. And when I was doing my research for these questions, I didn't see Bangladesh. So let me just say, you might be right though. But still, clap for yourself. It's India. So, on to the next question. Who was elected as the 22nd president of Bangladesh?
Which country was... I think... I'm not sure. I don't know.
So, the 22nd president of Bangladesh is Mohammed Shahabuddin Chupu. I don't think that's the correct pronunciation. And apologies for that. So... on to the next question. Which country is set to send its first female astronaut to space this year?
Which country? I don't know. No.
Saudi Arabia. That's the answer. Next question. On which date is World Radio Day observed?
February 13th, World Radio Day.
And that's correct. So, the next question. Which country has been hit by the recent Cyclone Gabriel?
Number 5. I don't know number 5. 6. I don't get the question.
So, the question basically means, who was the creator of the first political party in Nigeria? Like, who created or who founded the first political party in Nigeria? And the founder of the first political party in Nigeria is Herbert Macaulay. Go and learn more on current affairs essay. Like, you've just been missing questions here and there. So, on to the 7th question. Are you ready, essay? Are you ready? Like, are you ready to revive yourself and show that you can get more questions? Like, I'm hoping for you to, like, the next questions that are left, I'm hoping for you to, like, get it. So, the 7th question. What do the two RCs represent on the Nigerian coat of arms?
Number 7, I think strength.
And your answer is wrong. It's dignity. Next question. How many geopolitical zones is Nigeria divided into?
It's 6, that's North Central, Southwest, blah, blah.
And you are correct. Nigeria is divided into 6 geopolitical zones. Next question. Which woman gave Nigeria her name?
Flora Shaw.
And you are correct. Last question. Hope you're ready for this. It's very easy. And I hope you will get it. So, essay. Are you ready? Which university is the premier university of Nigeria?
University is the premier university of Nigeria. That is UI.
And to wrap up this beautiful quiz of how smart are you? You are correct. The premier university of Nigeria is University of Ibadan. So, do you want to know how many questions you got right? Drum roll, please. So, out of 10 questions, you got 5 questions correct. That means you got 5 questions wrong. You tried. Like, clap for yourself. Like, you guys, as you're listening to this, be clapping for her. Like, it's not easy to know all these, like, current affairs, things happening in Nigeria, things happening outside Nigeria. Like, clap well, though. Clap well. So, let's go back into the discussion of this episode. So, Essay, I have a question for you. What does it mean to be a person of color?
Okay. So, what does it mean to be a person of color? As far as I'm concerned, I think that, a person of color is somebody, from what I understand, I hope I don't shoot myself in the foot, is somebody who has, a person of color to me, based on racial events and things going on, is somebody whose skin color is not the same as that of someone who should belong in the majority, in quote, who should belong in the majority. So,
in my own opinion, a person of color is someone that isn't white, point blank, period. Basically, that's it for me. A person that isn't white is a person of color. And the next question I want to ask you is almost like the first question, but it's a little bit of like twist to it. And when I saw the question on Quora, and I'm like, I need to ask this question. So the question is, who are considered people of color? If the majority of people are considered this way, does it mean that one color is the ideal for humans?
Who are considered people of color? Okay, based on what's happening in the world right now, I think people who are considered people of color are people whose skin colors and denominations do not fall under that of the majority, and in most cases you find that it's whites that are considered the majority, and people who are not white are considered the minority. So those are people of color. And no, funny enough, it doesn't mean that one color is the ideal color for human beings, because if that's the way it was meant to be, then God would not have created different people. He knows what he wants, and he knows what works, and he knows that we works in our differences. So if he created everybody white, everybody black, everybody white, everybody Hispanic, everybody Asian, then man, it have been crazy, man. It wouldn't have made sense. But he knows that we need differences. Just imagine talking to somebody that is like you for the rest of your life, every day. Nothing, no difference, nothing. Where does the challenge come in? Where does the, where do interests come in? Where does diversity come in? So I think one color is not ideal. all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. If he wanted just one particular set of things, he would have just done, okay, I just want rats on the earth. I just want cats on the earth. I just want white people on the earth. I just want black people on the earth. I just want Asians on the earth. But he didn't do that because he knows that you cannot grow in the same space as yourself. And what do I mean by that? When you turn left, right, front, back, you're just seeing replicas of you. I think it's going to be imagining, to be honest. And okay,
I understand what you're saying. God created us in various ways, so it's obvious that one color isn't ideal for everyone. But what annoys me the most is racism. It just really annoys me. Anytime I think about racism, it irritates me, it annoys me, it aggravates me. And like I mentioned, the question is just like similar to the first one. Who are considered people of color? In my opinion, people of color are people who are not white. If majority of people are considered this way, doesn't mean that one color is the ideal for humans. I don't think one color is ideal for humans because definitely God created us and we all have various skin colors, but that doesn't mean that someone should be racist. And the thing is that it's not even going to stop people from being racist at all. It's not going to stop them because they feel like, oh, they're superior. Oh, I'm a white person, then definitely I'm superior to someone that isn't white, someone that is a person of color. It doesn't make sense at all. And I feel like when it comes to this situation, people need to, like, people that are racist, they really need to check themselves. Do a lot of research, do a lot of, I don't know, deep analysis, because it's just like something really deep is really wrong with them, to be honest. Like, I literally don't have anything like nice to say about racist, because if you're a racist, you're just a very, very terrible and nasty person, to be honest. That's all I can say. So, let me read something I saw on Quora. Someone said, the term people of color refers to anyone who is not white. I have always been uncomfortable with the term people of color. It sets two categories of people, white and non-white, as if all non-white people are the same. I guess in some sense, since many non-whites have been oppressed by political structure, which has been and almost still is, non-whites could see themselves as collectively distinct from the white majority. Yes, they are. Except that there are many, many white people also oppressed by the same power structure. Do you agree with that? Are there many, many white people also oppressed by the same power structure? The term people of color seemed very popular in the 80s and seemed to be used as some kind of politically correct racism. The term seemed most useful in continuing away. Let me start again. The term seemed most useful in continuing away. You know that English is hard. But why am I finding this quite difficult to pronounce? Continuing. The term seemed most useful in continuing. Continuing. I'm pronouncing it right, guys. Continuing. Yes. The term seemed most useful in continuing skin color or heritage-based discrimination. I'll skip the examples, but they were pretty annoying. I also never liked the term because I have a color. I'm not transparent. I seem to be a kind of pinkish beige. I am white, I guess by comparison to people with browner skin. This person is a white person. Talking about how he or she doesn't like the term people of color. And I'm like, I hope you get what I'm saying. That like I'm like, because I don't even know what to say right now. Like, nothing is, I'm even trying to process this because I'm like, a white person speaking about how he or she doesn't like the term people of color must be meant, to be honest. And the person said, there are black people who are lighter skinned than some white people. Yeah, there are, but that doesn't mean that the person isn't a person of color too. Interesting. So let me ask this question now. What this person is trying to imply is that that black people are also lighter than white people. So why is there a term called people of color? You get what I'm saying? Am I correct? So do you think that black people who are lighter than white people should be called people of color or a person of color? So personal continues, kind of like the term ethnic, I have a long family history and cultural heritage, yet only non-whites are ethnic. I'm not part of the white power structure, nor am I a cultureless, transparent ghost who came from nowhere. Guys, just think about this and let's discuss. And you can do that by sending a DM on Instagram at whyareyoupress_, or you send a voice message, click on the link on the Instagram bio, just scroll, you'll still send a press voice message, record, and we'll definitely reply you. I'll give you my opinion. Essay to give you our opinions too. So feel free to share your thoughts with us, and we'll keep you anonymous if you want that. You want to be anonymous, we'll definitely keep you anonymous. And if the link for recording to send a voice message isn't working, please do not give up. Just send a DM. The DM isn't far away. The DM isn't running away, guys. I just wanted to mention that colored is a racist term. So calling a person of color colored is actually racist. And people of color is different from colored. And I'm just going to give you guys what I saw on the internet, so you'll know that person of color not be the same as colored. Colored is a racial descriptor historically used in the United States during the Jim Crow era to refer to an African American. In many places, it may be considered a slur, though it has taken on a special meaning in Southern Africa. So something I saw on the internet from ChicagoTribune.com. Now, in 2020, people of color often is used to refer to the collective group of non-white Americans. It is offensive to single black out as colored. That, in part, is because of the painful segregationist history associated with the term prior to the mid-1960s. Colored-only restrooms and water fountains are examples of harmful relics of the Jim Crow South that black people had to fight and die to remove from American culture. While the distinctions can be complicated, the information is readily available for anyone willing to seek it out. That means reading and having meaningful conversations with people of different races. The thing is that some people, I don't think, are willing to even have all these meaningful conversations. Like, once they've had this idea, like, okay, this is my perspective, this is what I believe in, this is what I think is true, this is what I believe to be true, they stick to it. They're not ready to hear any other person's side. Whatever they've thought, that's the ideal thing, to be honest. In the UK, the term is at best. This article is from, is a new article I'm reading. It's from 27th January 2015. All the articles I saw, they were 2015, 2016. I think one is from 2020. In the UK, the term is at best seen as old-fashioned and something your grandma might say, but it's also regarded as a highly offensive racial slur, which recalls a time when casual racism was a part of everyday life. In the US, because of the country's recent era of racial segregation, it is among the most offensive words for describing a black person. It was used to describe anybody who was not white, which may imply that to be white is normal or default, says the charity show Racism, the Red Card. If you consider it, every woman has a skin color, so technically we are all colored. Do you agree with that? If you consider it, every woman has a skin color, so technically we are all colored. Do you agree with that? Historically, the word is associated with segregation, especially in the US, where black people were kept separate from white people. That's really, really bad. Racism has been going on for a very, 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 very long time. So if you just think that racism has stopped, DDG. I'm about to call him triple letters, actually. Triple letters now. If you're triple letters, I think that, I did not know there was still racism because, my girlfriend is getting racist comments, then, something is wrong with you. Historically, The word is associated with segregation, especially in the US, where black people were kept separate from white people on public transport or at drinking fountains, which were described as colored only, for example. These rules, known as Jim Crow laws, happened mainly in the states in the south of the US from the 1870s to the 1960s. The phrase Jim Crow originated from a song and dance character of the 1800s. In the stage show, a white actor blacked up to play the role of an African slave. This is literally really so disgusting. Like, I don't know. Blackfishing and to play a role. Ah, people are really so nasty. Like, nasty, nasty. So you act black when you're a white person. Like, this thing still happen, no? That's not this thing in the 1800s. It happened. And this 2023, people are still doing that. God have mercy. No one is quite sure how this name became associated with the racial hierarchy the US adopted. In part because of this association, using the phrase is seen as contributing racist behavior according to Show Racism the Record. It was also seen as an acceptable word to use in much of the UK until the 1960s and 1970s. There are places in the world where colored is used without offense. For example, in South Africa, where it refers to people who have multiple heritages. Found in the 1909, the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is a huge organization in the US. It seeks to end discrimination on the basis of race. It is much better to use the word black, says Show Racism the Record. There are lots of rumors that cause people to feel There are lots of rumors that cause people to feel uncomfortable about saying black, but as a descriptive term, it's absolutely fine, and is a term that has been chosen by and is used by black people. According to British Sociological Association, there are other words and phrases used to describe race, skin color, and heritage, which could be found offensive, however. AFCAS is a dated racist term which should be avoided, they explain. Mixed race is a misleading term since it implies that a pure race exists. They advise alternatives including mixed percentage, and world heritage. So what do you guys think of this?
Is POC different than colored people, which is considered a racist term? I think it's different than colored people. No, it's not actually. It's not. It's just saying the same thing in a different way, as far as I'm concerned. Is person of color a racist term? Now, I feel that it depends on how it is used. Do you get? I think it depends on how it is used, in the sense that there are some terms that are demeaning that have been used for people to identify a certain group of people. When other people use it, like people who do not know what it feels like to be in that category use it, when people who do not know what it feels like to be in that category use it, it's, I don't know, it feels like some sort of insult. But when it's like amongst your people that are using it, people that you classify to be the same as you use it, then it might not really slap as much as it should when it's coming from somebody who doesn't know the experiences of being called that name. So I think POC could be racist. It's not necessarily racist to me, but depending on who is using it, then, and how it is being used. Yeah.
So, essay, we're going for another quiz, and I hope you know your Afrobeat well, because this quiz is about Afrobeat music. I hope you know it well, because the last quiz we did, you got 5/10, and I hope this one you can get more than that. So we have 10 questions, 2 marks each, that's 20. And you have 15 seconds to answer each question. I'm going to read the line from the song, and you have to complete the other parts before the 15 seconds is over, and you have to tell me who sang the song. So you have to sing the song. You don't have to like sing the lyrics from A to Z though, but I'll read the line. From the line I read, you'll continue to sing the song. Then before 15 seconds too, you also have to tell me who sang the song. So hope you're ready, baby girl. Hope you're ready. So the first one is, this kind body, don't they cause a migraine? This kind body. Why did I say body like that? This kind body, don't they cause a migraine?
Okay, before we go into the next one, I do not really know Nigerian songs and their lyrics like that. Let me not even lie. Okay, I choose certain people to listen to, and those are the people that I play over and over and over and over again. So I'm so sorry. Not that they are super talented, but it's a no. It's like a no no for me. Not a no no, but yeah. I do not know this kind of body done the cause in migraine. I don't know.
Casamigo, baby Casamigo. Are you listening to that voice? One of a kind, a true beauty. You wouldn't find that song in any place. That this voice like this is hard to find, hard to locate, hard to connect to. Anyway, the title of the song is Bad to Me by Wizkid from his album More Love Less Ego that came out last year. Like, I actually really like the album. I downloaded it because people were complaining about the album, they didn't like it, blah blah blah. So I'm like, okay, let me download it, give it a try, listen to it, and it's nice actually. What would you rate the album? Do you like it or you don't like it? So English is hard. I don't even think I'm putting this in the right way, but do you like it or not? That's correct. Do you like it or not? So Bad to Me by Wizkid. Let me play some parts for you guys though. Enjoy. Like I know how you feel, how you wonder. Baby, girl say your body bad to me. Bass make a joke, make a feel. Baby girl, you know I see you. Yeah, with the love to the morning. No, I've been looking. You know, one thing I want, I wish could happen when you're recording, like a video, and you'll be able to play music in the background. Like, you're playing music, then you now turn on the camera to video, then boom, the music stops playing. And that's really annoying. Like, why? Like, why? It could make sense. Like, phones need to change that. Like, upgrade it. Like, why? This next one is very easy, and I have a feeling that you're going to get it. If you don't get it, I'll be quite surprised, because it's a very, very popular Nigerian song, like very, very popular. And here it is. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road.
Okay, so you know I love you, but I'm always on the road. Can't lie, you put me in the mood. Na, 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 na. Okay.
And you are. And you are. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll. And you are correct. Like, clap for yourself, clap for yourself. The song is Extra Cool by Young John. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road. Can I you put me in the mood? And I know you want some too. And I carry shoulder down for you, Joe. Want my femipa? I don't make my spanner loose. I don't make my spanner loose. Hey! This voice. One of the beauty, you guys. I don't get why I'm singing on this podcast. I usually sing at times, but this one, the extra singing I'm doing, I'm sure you guys will be laughing, like, this babe's voice. Oni comma, I know oni comma, a lot of commas actually. But anyway, Extra Cool by Young John. Such a nice song, I really like it. The next one is by a very popular Nigerian artist. Like, his songs are really like growing, people are getting to love it. A lot of people love his songs. I too, I like his songs. Like, he appeared on my Spotify Wrapped last year. Like, that's how much I like this song and all of that. So I was just surprised when I saw my Spotify Wrapped and it was just like on top, bright like this. And I'm like, oh, not surprised though. And he has grown global. Is that correct? It's grown global, but it's kind of like a global artist in a way, So anyway, the lyrics, Kilo Convoys, Kilo Confederal.
Kiloko Boys, Kiloko Federal, I don't know.
Kiloko Boys, Kiloko Federal. Miss Amoyino, the waste time, she no remember. Ogaraya, Ebele Sua. If we just defy the go code in this way, what am I singing? Oh my goodness, you guys just ignore that. Anyway, money showa, Joa, Tobawa, Joa, Kocha the Sitsa, Joa. Hey, you want to do it? Anyway, let me just stop there. I'm going over what I do not know. Anyway, the song is Joa by Asake. Yeah, such a nice song. Like, a lot of people really like it. Like, it's always showing on TV. I feel like there's not a day that will pass without them showing Joa. And I'm like, oh guys. Anyway, such a nice song though. What's your favorite song from Asake so far? What's your favorite song from him? The next one is Now My Pastor Say I Be My Healer.
Now my pastor say I be my healer, everything I desire I go receive.
And you are correct. The title of the song is Bloody Samaritan by Ariel Star. When I downloaded Spotify, this was one of the first songs I downloaded, and I really really liked it. Like, her voice is really so good. Like, her voice, she's blessed. That's what I'm going to say. Do you guys like her new song, Stability? Because I see a lot of people on social media saying they don't like it. Do you like it? Let me know. Let's discuss. Now my pastor say, I be my healer. Everything I desire, I can receive. My rhythm flow like a river. If you get yawa, come on, go sit down. I go just para, come on my chiga. I go just follow. Anyway, let me just stop there because it's not flowing. Go flow far. You know the flow. I'm taking dynamite. I'll blow your candlelight. You know I'm just the type. No, they kill my vibe. Wise man said, follow them, dun. Enough of that. It's not flowing. I can see it. The next one is When I Be Like Musala, Coming Off the Right Wing.
When I Be Like Musala, Coming Off the Right Wing. I don't know that.
You do not know the song? Anyway, you know, I'm quite surprised you don't know it because it's quite popular. Like, a lot of people, when this song like came out, a lot of people were so happy, they liked the song. Like, it was really like, let's say it was trending. I don't know if trending is a word, but people really 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 liked it. I'm so surprised. May not be like Masala coming off the right wing. I must finish, and you know, say I must not. Now you can go carry go. If me I get money pass you, if you're not careful, finesse. If I broke now my business, I'm a shy, you go buy it though. For lack of for the night though. Are you serious? You don't know the song. So the song is Finesse by Fels. Is it pronounced Fels or Fels? What's the correct pronunciation? Phelz. Featuring Fels or Fels. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing it the wrong way. And Benson, formerly known as Buju. Anyway, you know that I listened to the, what they call the name, the remix, and it was so terrible. I did not like the remix. It was only for a remix. Like, why? I will speak about that on a later episode. But was it a must to have a remix? Yeah, the song blew. A lot of people love the song, but it's not a must for it to have a remix. Oh god, did you guys like the remix? Because I have nothing nice to say about the remix at all. I feel like the only part I liked, we'll get to that in a later episode. So the next one is Fine Boy Lomogon. Sure, you know they see I no get joy.
It's Fine Boy Lomogon. Sure, you know see I no get. I don't know, I feel like I know it, but it's not coming to my head now. Time is going.
This song is quite popular. Still surprised you don't know the song. Anyway, the title of the song is Baddest Boy, the remix with Skibby and Davido. Bad fine boy, lama girl, sure you know the city, I know get joy. Biggest boy, baddest boy. I don't even know the lyrics, so, but it's Baddest Boy remix, Skibby and Davido. A lot of people like the song so much, like a lot, and they're always playing it on the radio too. The next song is Hasta La Vista, Nice to Meet Ya. Why did I say it like that?
Hasta La Vista, Nice to Meet Ya. That sounds super familiar, but I can't place it. Oh, Bonono, I don't know that.
So the next one is very popular, and I hope you get it. Like, I actually gave you easy Afrobeat songs. Like songs that are really trendy, that are really popular, that a lot of people know it. And I was thinking that, oh, let me just give you Afrobeat, easy Afrobeat song that there's no way you won't know it. Like, there's going to be high probability, a very high probability that you're going to get it. Well, I'm not surprised though, because you mentioned that you don't really listen to a lot of Nigerian songs. So here is the lyrics. Ogbono, no air condition. Ogbono, no air condition. I hope you get it, baby girl. Oh, put on no air condition. Nobody can take my position. You shot from you till I undress you. So many men talking, so kusa. When everything is gone, gone, so. You said the floor he dare reserve. The better choke he dare reserve. I tell my mama, don't you worry for me. So nobody get time for competition. Why am I singing it like that? Oh my goodness, guys. Title of the song is Certified Loner, No Competition, in brackets, by Mayo Kung. Like, let me tell you guys, all these lyrics, I don't really know all of them. I downloaded them. I took a screenshot of the lyrics. So I'm not reading out the lyrics. That's what I'm doing, because most of them, because I took a screenshot, because I knew that definitely I wanted to sing. So if she knew it or she did not know it, I was still going to like sing. Like, I was singing though. I wasn't, like, my voice is not that good, guys, but I'm giving guys the tunes. Like, hope you're like enjoying what I'm singing, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. I really hope you are. So the next one is My Eye Don't Dirty, I Know Fitzy. I feel like you will get it, because very, very, very popular. Like, if you don't get it, I'll be extraordinarily shocked. Yeah, I'll be extraordinarily shocked, actually. They've used this for, like, all these, like, TikTok trends and all of that. There's a particular word, but I just can't remember. But it's sharp, very, very, very popular.
My eye don't dirty, I know if you see
Even though you didn't mention who sang the song and the title of the song, at least you know some part of the song, and I'll give it to you. I'll say you got that right. So the title of the song is Wondamo by the Mavins. My eye don't dirty, I know if you see the smell of the shall lead me. Baby girl, why are you crying? Clear your tears, my currency. William Van outside the club, who tell you say we need protection? Open my all black challenger, or roll it to the dynasty. We know ourselves, they know we. They know we. Why am I repeating that? One damo, Atila. Atila. Oh, oh, yeah. All the like by me, oh. Oh, that one, eh. Oh, wake up in the morning, hallelujah. Chasing the money, chasing the back, not looking back. I do not know some of the other parts, but that's all I know, guys. Anyway, we're down to the last one. And are you ready? Are you ready, SA? The last one. I really, really like this one. I'm quite surprised I like this song, but I really like this song. So, drum roll please for the last song. So the song is So I Swear, Anything You Want, I Go Do.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I got like 2 out of that. It's so embarrassing. I need to step up.
This was embarrassing, but it was fun, dude.
So I swear, anything you want, I go do. See a lot of me to mumu. Tell me what the mentors go do. No idea, blah blah blah. You be my man, and I will be your woman every day. See, I keep loving you every day. I must be able not today. It's me and you against. I don't know the part, but the song is tied to "Loving You" by Zinoleski. Like, the song is nice. I actually really like it. Like, I like it. Do you guys like the song? You need to learn more Nigerian songs. You need to learn more of these Nigerian songs. Learn more. Update. So, in some seconds, I'm going to review the results and let you know what you got. So, are you ready, SA, to know what you got over 20? Are you ready? So, time to review the results. SA, what did you get over 20 out of 20? Drum roll. So, out of 20 marks, you got 3. I think you would have gotten 6 if you said the title of the song and who sang it. You only sang the ones you knew, as I just gave you 1 mark each, because it's 2 marks, 1 for singing, 1 for saying the title and who sang it. So you got 3 over 20. Everyone next to come on this podcast, you will do better. I got maybe. There's this video I saw on Twitter of these white South Africans being racist to black boys. Like, they literally didn't want the black boys to enter the pool. Like, the white South Africans were already in the pool. And when they saw the white boys approaching, they literally left the pool. And when the black boys entered the pool, they are trying to remove them from the pool. Like, they are trying to pull them out from the pool. And I'm like, ah! This is really, really crazy, to be honest. It's really, really crazy. Like, to your own people again. And those white South Africans are literally South Africans and doing this to your own people just because you feel like you're superior to them, or because, oh, my skin tone, my complexion is lighter than yours, so I can't do anyhow. Like, no, the fuck, you can't do anyhow. It's literally so terrible. Hey. It's literally so terrible, to be honest.
Racist white South Africans, like, why? 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 Like, why? Like, you're basically born. Like, I'm not saying I understand people that are being racist to each other because they're from different continents at all. But, like, this is just like, these are your people. It's just like me saying, okay, I'm going to be mean to a fair-skinned person because just for the hell of it, I can be. I mean, her color is not like mine. She doesn't deserve the things I deserve. These are people that are my own. You are my own. So why should I be fighting you just because I have some sort of education or some sort of opinion or impressed opinion that I am of, that I deserve something a whole lot better than you do? It doesn't make sense. It's just, is that, to me, white South Africans being racist is just like black people being racist to black people. So it doesn't make sense.
So I have a question for you. What is reverse racism? Do you think it exists? This is a topic that's gotten a lot of conversation on social media. People have various thoughts. Some say it exists. Some say it doesn't exist. So let's discuss. And you can do that by sending a voice message. Just click on the link on the Instagram bio @YouPress_and record. and also send a DM on Instagram. The DM isn't far away, like I always mention. It's not far away. It's not going anywhere. Like Mark Zuckerberg isn't going to take it away.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Reverse racism does exist. I remember reading this book when I was in secondary school, where they swapped white, and I know there are black people that actually look down on some white people, like those white people need to come and learn from them. But I know there's reverse racism. But okay, I remember reading this book in high school, Knots and Crosses, where they made white people blacks and they made black people whites. Okay. It was crazy, but it was one of the most awesome reads I ever had.
Okay, reverse racism. There's really no difference between that and racism, except the fact that it's just coming from the opposite end of the court. So I think if you're being a reverse racist, I don't know if that's correct, if you're being a reverse racist, then you're just as good as a racist, because you're spreading hate, you're antagonizing, you're prejudicing. So at the end, it still comes to the same thing. You're doing the things that you hate people doing to you, and that's messed up, and that doesn't speak good about you as a person. So if you're a reverse racist, I mean, I know people being racist to people considered minority groups can be very hurtful. I'm not even going to say that. It can be very hurtful. But you now, yeah, I understand that you might feel some sort of resentment for being put in that position, but you now becoming that thing that you hate so much, you're killing yourself. Then I have quizzes, oh my goodness. Oh gosh. Okay, let's go.
I don't think reverse racism exists, to be honest. I don't think it exists. Let me put it this way: people of color are the minority, white people are the majority. How can the minority be racist to the majority? Like, how can they be racist to the majority? That's what I'm going to say. Like, how can they be racist to the majority? And they get opportunities a lot of people of color aren't able to get. They get a lot of privileges based on various reasons. And yeah, same reverse racism exists. I don't see how it exists, to be honest. Like, I don't see how it exists. Someone tweeted, "The thing I need white people to understand that the reverse racism, the swear we give out, is only words, as a group of black people have not put racism into practice. I think because of the lack of punctuation marks, it's not really sounding correct. But I understand what the person is trying to say, is that white people say there's reverse racism. But that is reverse racism they say we do. We as a group of black people haven't put it into practice." And the person continued, "And us creating safe spaces doesn't count." Someone commented, "It's literally impossible for reverse racism to take place. I've been explaining this and people love to look at me like I'm dumb, like Bisu for real." Then the original Twitter, it doesn't even make sense, like original Twitter, but it's not, first of all, tweeted, said, "Like me calling you pissed people is not getting you denied a job offer, harassed by the police, or followed around the store. There are still sundown towns in 2023. What are sundown towns, guys? Explain to me. But I'll do my research after, like, this episode. Another thing I saw on Twitter, this is a thread, but it's quite long. I'm just going to read the first part. Person said, "Reverse racism is a myth, because it ignores the power and privilege dynamic between the individual or groups involved. When backed with power, prejudice results in acts of discrimination and oppression against groups or individuals, in brackets, racist acts. It is whiteness that has the power to define the terms or visualize others' existence. When a group of people, such as racialized individuals, has little or no power over you institutionally, you don't get to define the terms of your existence. They can limit your opportunities, and you need to worry. So that's basically all I took a screenshot of. To be honest, I feel like white people have the power, which I wish they did not have. And like, they're literally the majority based on various reasons which shouldn't even exist. And you are saying people of color can be racist or are racist to the majority. Like, make it make sense, because I just don't see it. Like, I just don't see. That's all I'm going to say, to be honest. And from the internet, reverse racism, sometimes referred to as reverse discrimination, is a concept that affirmative action and similar color conscious programs for addressing racial inequality are a form of anti-white racism. That's where I'm going to stop, guys. And if you believe it exists or not, let's discuss. Discuss with Essie and I will definitely reply you back. Let me know your thoughts about this podcast in general, the episode in general. And I really hope you guys love this episode. I know it's long, but this is a topic we had to dive into and give you all our opinions. And I really hope you enjoyed it. And like I've been mentioning throughout the episode, I would love to know your thoughts about the podcast, about the episodes you've listened to so far, and this episode. And you can do that by clicking on the link on the Instagram bio at Why Are You Pressed. Keep scrolling through the link. You will still send the pressed voice message. Record, and I would definitely 100% reply you back. And if you're having difficulties recording, any difficulties just regarding sending a voice message, baby girl, baby boy, please do not give up. The DM isn't far away. Like I've said, Mark Zuckerberg isn't taking that DM function away. That's a function. Ignore that. Isn't taking the DM future away. See, English is hard. Isn't taking that DM part away. Let me put it like that. Anyway, before I officially end this episode, thank you so much, Essie, for joining me on this episode, on this podcast. It was really nice having you on this podcast, sharing your views, your opinions, and seeing how intelligent you are. And I really hope I will get you to be on this podcast again. I will make sure you're on this podcast again. If you're interested, just let me know. Just let me know. And before I end this podcast, end this episode, like I always do for the press playlist, I don't know which song I'm going to recommend to you guys. Actually, I do not know. God of mercy. To be honest, I don't know actually, guys, because there's no song I planned. Okay, I found one. Formation by Beyoncé. Like, that's my favorite song of her. I feel like it's because I know the lyrics. And I just, God, that song is so good. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Prove to me that you got coordination. State or you get eliminated. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you're that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always the graceful best revenge is your paper. Woo! But anyway, Formation by Beyoncé. What is your favorite song from your favorite album? Let me know. Let's discuss. And I will see you guys next week, Wednesday. Love you.